Exercise. When you exercise regularly, you can improve yourself in many ways. Exercise helps your brain to stimulate positive emotions and eliminate low arousal emotions such as disappointment or depression. Exercise improves your physical health, your energy level, and it reduces physical stress. A good exercise program focuses on improving your body in four areas. Balance. Exercises such as Tai Chi, martial arts, yoga, and gymnastics all help you to improve your physical balance, and by extension, your mental, emotional, and spiritual balance as well. Endurance. Exercises such as running, swimming, cycling, or aerobics help you to improve your endurance. Improved endurance means you can function better for longer periods of time. Strength. Weight training is the best way to improve your strength. You can use free weights, don't forget to have a spotter, weight machines, kettlebells, or resistance bands. Remember, the greater the weight you lift, the more muscle mass you can build. The more repetitions you do, the more toned and defined your muscles become. One way to combine endurance and weight training is the circuit train. This means that instead of doing 3 sets of reps at each station with 30 seconds to a minute to recover, you do 1 set and move on in a circuit with rest between sets. Repeat the circuit 3 times. Flexibility. Stretching is vital to a good exercise regimen. Not only does this improve your flexibility, but practicing yoga, Pilates, or other types of stretching exercises also eliminates toxins in your body that create stress and discomfort, and stretching also prevents injuries. Even though we hear it all the time and know deep down that exercising is good for us, it remains difficult to put into practice and to keep it up. Here are some suggestions to help you maintain a consistent exercise regimen. Try to exercise at the same time each day and avoid exercise 3 hours before you go to sleep. Find a workout partner. This can help when you aren't feeling as motivated, and you can help your partner when they aren't motivated to stick with it. Never exercise beyond your physical capabilities. When you initially begin exercising, you might experience muscle soreness. This ache is a different feeling than a muscle tear, which will be a sharper and more pronounced pain. There's the saying, no pain, no gain, but you must differentiate between the hurt of improving yourself physically and the pain of injury. Drink plenty of water and eat a balanced diet with lots of vitamins. If you experience muscle soreness that lasts for more than a few days, you might not be getting enough vitamin C. Especially if your exercise regimen involves stretching, you need to drink plenty of water to flush the stress-producing toxins from your body. Vary up your exercise regimen from time to time. This accomplishes 2 things. It prevents your body from getting used to an exercise so that the positive changes are decreased, known as plateauing, and changing up your regimen keeps the exercises from becoming boring. Make sure that your new exercises continue to improve your physical self in each of the 4 areas: balance, strength, flexibility, and endurance.